Okay, Jeff, I called you and told you, but we need to discuss these bank account for the discovery.
Okay, that is part of our, okay, Dr. Sanchez is an employee. Okay, in order for us to accomplish this, we had to go through Discovery Health Group, which is our auditing firm. Okay, and we are using SONT funds, which helps us pay her salary. Okay, in order for us to get everything accomplished with her software, receiving her medical payments, et cetera, it's required that we have this separate account that we will sweep once a year. And we just swept it last month. And so in that account, the payments go in, electronic payments go in, Athena takes their money out, and that's it at that point. And actually, I think, it's an account of the hospital, but it's just required.
Athena Medical Record required us to open a bank account with US Bank so that they could take out their monthly fee electronically. But we have full access to US Bank. I can go look at it every day. I can draw it down whenever we choose to.
Okay.
Only problem is the hospital not allowed to have a bank account.
Well, it's not really, in my opinion, it's not really the hospital's bank account. It's Discovery Health Group's bank account because they're the one that's employing Dr. Sanchez, which Dr. Sanchez is generating revenue, which then allows us to draw off of that account.
You're still saying you have access to an account that has been set up outside of the county hospital. You have access to be able to draw from it or deposit to it?
We have access to the payroll account of the foundation.
I have access to that one too, because I have to transfer payroll.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it would be the same as that right there. I just don't, I think under the what our county hospital is supposed to be.
There can't be a separate account.
There can't be an account that just goes.
Well, you're asking us to have severe cash flow issues if we have to change that account. Because the payments will have no place to go until the new account's set up and we go through the process and they'll find everybody.
It can stay open. Y'all just can't write checks on it.
We don't.
Yes, you did.
We sweep it.
You just did Friday.
We sweep it.
You wrote a check. I could have transferred the funds had I known about the account instead of writing a check on it. But it's not listed collateralized. It's not under our, it's not anything.
It's not under the hospital's tax ID number. It's under Discovery Health Network.
I don't classify it as our account. I classify it as Discovery's account, but we're actually able to draw off of it. But we don't draw off of it because we only do it once a year. It's set up strictly so they can draw out of it and receive electronic payments under her numbers.
So why are y'all able to write a check? Why are just y'all on the signature cards and you can write a check?
That's the way the agreement is set up with Discovery.
Then so in a county-owned hospital, that's still considered a separate account. It would still have to be under the county depository.
I don't consider it our money until it comes across into the county.
Yeah, but somebody else needs to be able to sign the check for it to come to you instead of you signing the check to come to the hospital.
And it still needs to be collateralized. It's still money out there not protected.
So y'all saying it isn't our business. It's not the hospital's business.
We're contracted with Discovery to run that practice, and then after all the bills are paid for her, then what's left we take.
So it is our business. It is the county business.
I don't think you're legal to contract with anybody to do for county money, personally.
What kind of bills are you talking about paying for her?
Everything.
Software.
Everything?
Yeah, and see, SONT pays for all that. Which serves sort of like North Texas, where we send money to them and they send us money back.
But the utilities and supplies come through the hospital. We are paying her utilities, all her supplies.
But then we get the benefit of all that and the rent on the building, which there's no rent transferring, but there is rent off the cost report.
Well, how come people at the Discovery don't turn around and write y'all a check then for y'all reimbursement? Instead of y'all writing it? I just don't think it looks good when we send money to up here and then y'all write a check on account down here. I don't get it. I guess that's the part I don't understand.
The part is having the authority to write a check on it, and it's not under the county depository.
It is in the depository. That's only one thing.
Well, we can just have Discovery write us a check from now on.
Okay, but what happened, the insurance money goes to U.S. Bank. The money is transferred from U.S. Bank to Wells Fargo here in Henrietta under the Discovery name. Again, that's a requirement of the contract. That's the bank account we wrote the check on, not U.S. Bank.
Right.
Yeah. We can't write checks on U.S. Bank.
Yeah, I know. You wrote it on Discovery at
Wells Fargo
over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's the part that I don't think y'all...
The Discovery over here, though, is not part of the county account.
Well, again,
it's not
under the tax ID number of the hospital or the county. It's under Discovery Medical Network / Henrietta. They have their own tax ID number.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all have your own tax ID number. Y'all don't do everything under...
Our
tax
county.
ID and number, but y'all still can't.
The bank accounts are under the county's tax ID.
Mm-hmm. Our operating account is.
But all checks are authorized and approved through Commissioner's Court for it being a county hospital. So when y'all are paying these bills, how do I say this? It's like you're paying outside of the realm. Y'all still have the authority to sign something outside of the realm of Commissioner's Court. So therefore, it is county business until her contract is up, right?
Yeah.
When her contract is up in 2 years, she's on her own and she owes y'all what she owes y'all, or if she uses y'all and so on and so forth.
She's on a year-to-year contract.
Is it year-to-year?
It
I
is.
Told her a while ago I thought it was a 2 year.
Okay. She's an employee. She's on she's reviewed once a year for an increase or a decrease.
So that being said, and her being a county employee, it all business
not,
should come through county court.
She's leased to the county. She is not a county employee. She's employed by Discovery Healthcare Group.
But we
her
still
checks,
sign the checks whenever
her
y'all
checks
hire
come from Discovery
nurses.
Healthcare Group.
Yes, her staff are foundation employees.
Okay, but
she
like I'm
gets
saying,
a paycheck from Discovery.
But whenever y'all hire outside nursing services to come in, like RNs or this,
mm-hmm.
that, and the other, or whatever, those checks all still come through us, like whenever y'all have the MRIs and everything else. This would be no different than what those are, because this is just a contract. And it's a contract that y'all have with U.S. Bank, right?
Well, the contract is with Discovery Medical Network.
Okay.
How come they would allow y'all to write checks off of their
on
company?
Them.
I guess that's the part
I guess they made us signers. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be what I'd say.
Yep. They've done it before. They have another practice that they run in another small town. And
is
says
it a county?
But it's not a county hospital.
Probably not.
Okay. It's probably a hospital district or just a private hospital or anything else that's not county owned. That's what throws
so
everything.
The main, so the main problem is that Deborah and I are signers on that account.
Basically, yes.
I thought there was one more than y'all.
There is one more, Mark Havens of Discovery in Lubbock.
Oh, I thought Linda Burleson was on there.
I don't think Linda's a signer. I think I'm pretty sure it's just
with Clay County, it's just you two. Not, would you say Burleson? Or?
I'd have to check. That's been 18 months ago.
I think Jim Allison needs to decide this.
Yeah.
Sounds like to me, I'd maybe just take me and Deborah off signers and put Eric going through the county and sign them.
Well,
that's
not
way.
A problem. I think the problem is the contract to begin with.
And having it insured under the
hospital
county.
Not allowed to contract?
I don't believe so.
With any for anything?
I don't think so.
Well, we've been doing business wrong for a lot of years. Anyway.
Yeah.
Who else are you going to
do? I think.
Well, we contract with almost everybody. We contract for MRI services.
The equipment and stuff
I
like
think
that, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That whenever we set the hospital board up, they have the
but you don't have a
contract.
Checking account with it.
No.
That's the thing.
Some
part of
but
it.
We're just signers. Let's say just change the signers. That's easy to do.
I think Jim Allison just needs to
I will,
check it out.
I will have a discussion with him and see what we can come up with.
It needs to be in writing so that everybody understands what we're reading.
I just don't want to jeopardize, you know, losing a doctor or losing revenue for a period of time.
I wouldn't say close it or anything. I just think there's a better way.
It needs to be under the county umbrella.
What you have to understand,
transferring the funds.
In order us to accomplish this, we have to go through these different organizations. You know, we cannot afford to pay her without using SONT funds.
I understand.
In order for us to use SONT funds, we have to use Discovery.
What I have a problem with is the transparency that we have to abide by.
Yeah, well, that's, that falls back on our auditors, because our auditors run Discovery Health Group.
Your auditors run Discovery Health Group?
It's a division of the same group.
Well, that's kind of close.
I need to fill my water bottle.
I mean, we have to do what we have to do in order to provide, you know, medical care for the community.
It has to be legal for us to do.
Okay. I believe it all is.
That's good. I hope it is. Just check it out.
What?
That's what lawyers are for.
Just for curiosity, when did we start this, or did y'all start it with Dr. Sanchez?
Back when we contracted with Dr. Sanchez.
About 18 months ago.
April of 2013 is when she signed her contract with Discovery.
And this is their first draw, I suppose.
This is just the first sweep.
Her practice started August 19th, 2013. So we did wait until September of 2014 to make the final draw, or to make the annual draw, excuse me. It took a long time to get that much money in there.
Has it been this way with any other doctor that's came here?
No, this is new. This is all new. Because, you know, you're going to see in the future that doctors are not going to come in here and set a practice up. You're going to hire your physicians. When we lose what we have, you're going to hire the rest of them. Because there's nobody going to come in here. Nobody's got the money to come in here and set up a practice anymore. Or it wants to go in debt that they to set up a practice.
Right.
It's just a mechanism for us to be able to do what we're doing. But I do believe there's a deal in the bylaws of the county. The hospital board has permission to enter into contracts.
I think so.
I'm almost certain.
I'm not sure it's in the bylaws, but I'm pretty sure it's in part of 263.
I think that's where it is.
It may be for equipment or outside services, but I don't know that it would be to have a separate bank account.
Well, I agree. I'm not sure what to, so we need to talk to Jim Allison, which is our
attorney. But for these
accounts,
these accounts have to be in place for the payments to actually get there. You know what we went through with home health, you know, and, you know, we don't want to go that there, you know, that's a lot of expense over there.
And I don't have a problem with trusting y'all. That's not what this is about. This is about these people out here bang on our head every week.
Was it in your financials? Was it listed in y'all's financials on your audit report?
It wouldn't have been because it's not there yet. There's no money changing. Till this time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It should be in this year's audit report.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be another department, I think.
And while we're talking audits, tell the commissioner's court what the audit's supposed to be this year. When it's supposed to start.
November 5th. It's supposed to start.
November 5th
is when they'll come and do their on-site work. But, you know, I've told them they have to have it ready by the 4th Monday in January. Cost report will be ready sometime after that with the audit.
Instead of end of May? Was it the end of May?
Yeah, but we're not going to have the problems we had last year.
Yeah, they had a lot of problems.
We're not going to have those problems.
The software and all that stuff.
So.
Yeah, now Deborah, you can tell us about the new software.
It is wonderful. We've been live since September 1, and everybody loves it. It's so much easier to use. Everything balances. The reports are easy to get to. It works.
And while you're here, too, I tried to explain to them that check you voided on the $107,000. You want to explain that to them?
Okay, we got a letter from Novitas, which is Medicare's intermediary up in Pennsylvania, that we owed them $107,000 due to numbers back in 2012. They overpaid us, they said. So, we waited, of course, till the last minute to write the check because I didn't want to have our money run away. Got the check signed, called him, said the check's in the mail, and he said, we've already started recouping that money. I said, okay. So we voided the check.
They've already started recouping?
Yeah, they'll recoup it out of your payments.
When they send us...
Take that much out of your payments as it comes.
Instead of changing checks.
Okay.
They just reduced our payment.
If they owed you $10,000, they're only gonna give you $5,000. And that $5,000 is gonna go to credit for their...
Except they take it all out at one time if they can.
If they can, yes.
They gotta work half of it, so...
Yeah, takes them all to get that money.
They've got it all at once, but it is held up there too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Novitas is a different organization than what Trailblazers, what we're using. They're just a little different.
This situation back to Dr. Sanchez, y'all are right now with, or we are, the hospital, with her practice over there at U.S. Bank, you go through them with the account and everything. Is this just a temporary year-by-year situation, or what, after a while she's going to become just like Dr. Greer? Or
no.
No.
No?
She'll always be an employee. Until
she's always
going to
be this way.
I'm going to take over my practice. I'm going to pay my employees, pay for my supplies.
Unless she wants to out on her own.
Yeah.
Amen.
She will always be an employee until she breaks the contract.
Did I hear you say that when they do the audit this time, that it'll be in the audit and it'll just be a different department?
Right.
That's another reason it should be under...
That's just speculation that they'll be in a different department.
To me, that's another reason it should be under the county depository.
If you showed his income, I mean, to me, it would just be income.
Well, for us to show the expenses, it'll have to be another cost center.
To offset.
It'll be just like lab or x-rays, it's another cost center of the hospital.
And so, that being said, there again, that's why I'm saying it needs to be under everything else is. I don't know how it needs to go about the wording to where it's still underneath the county umbrella. If it's going to be in the audit and it's... Because you're going to show your income, but then you've also got to be able to show that y'all have all these expenses and all you're doing is paying a salary.
Mm-hmm.
But the Discovery pays her salary, not y'all.
That's right.
She has a contract with Discovery. We have a contract with Discovery.
Whenever I talk to Jim Allison, I'll probably be calling one or both of you to try to get him sorted out.
Clarify.
Yeah. But I will work through it and see if we can't make it, quote, legal all the way.
Just, it's nothing for us to go there and... I don't think it'd be anything for us to go there and sign ownership over if whoever the owner of that county is, you know. If we can sign ownership over like we did when we went, you know, about 12 years ago, we just went over to the bank and signed the accounts over to the county.
Right.
That might be the simplest thing to do. But we still have to have the access to be able to view those accounts on a daily basis.
But y'all do all the other ones now anyway, right?
We do.
Apparently, all we all do is write one check out of it anyway. Right?
Yeah, once a year. You're going to just sweep it once a year.
Like I say, it just won't be legal.
That's all you have to do. If it is a Discovery check, it count on their Wells Fargo. So.
Mm-hmm. It says Discovery Medical Network on it.
But y'all signed the check.
We're signers on the account.
We are.
We had to find out who we had to find out who the owner of the county is, whether it's Discovery or not.
But that's the only account over there that's that away, right?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of
the reimbursements and all the contracts and stuff, if she's sitting there filing claims to the insurance companies, the insurance companies is not going to pay the hospital for that. They have got to pay this other account. So that's where we may get in the issue of the ownership of the account. The other account, I would presume, needs to be owned by Discovery Healthcare Group. And that's why it's set up that way.
And if it's owned by them, how can they give you...
It's in our contract.
Okay.
It's in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm getting that, you know, we can mess something up here that it will be catastrophic, you know, to the healthcare.
Okay, let me ask you another question then. How much at one time could possibly be in that account?
It was 115.
160. And that took a whole year to get.
It took a whole year to get.
Okay, but that money is not insured.
Well, it's FDIC insured.
But that's only up to a certain amount, correct?
Up to
150.
I knew it changed or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's 350.
Is it 350 now? I knew it went up, but.
I knew it changed, but I didn't know.
So that's the only issue that I can see happening there on that. And if that's the case, then you know, if Discovery has to be the owner or the of that account, then we'll just change signers on the account. You know.
And make him write you a check.
Well, and what that allows for.
It would still be your county employees writing a check on that account and putting it over into the main account of the hospital.
And being approved through Commissioner's Court, just like we do all the bills now. That's the transparency part of it that comes back alive.
And then, of course, the auditors audit the whole thing, the whole process, so, you know, it's.
Sounds like we just solved that.
Part of it. I still have a problem with auditors being owning the deal, but auditing herself.
Well, it's two separate companies, but it is by the same person.
Durbin Associates own it all, but I mean, you're gonna get into that in any of these type of bills.
That's where the auditor main comes out, says conflict of interest, conflict of interest.
It's what we have to do in order to get the funds that government allows us to get.
I know, but that comes back to me solely. I wouldn't want that responsibility that if something came up missing, I'm the owner, operator, and signer, and
auditor.
And auditor. I'm just not gonna be there.
Yeah.
I've got a note here. I'll call Jim. May take him a day or two to get him where he has time to talk, but we'll see what we can get done on it. And like I said, he's probably gonna have a list of questions, or I'm gonna have to get, may have to let one of you talk to him to explain it to him so
but
he can understand.
Too, he had the contract that they signed with Discovery.
No problem.
So that you can send it to him and let them
That would help a bunch, I'm sure.
Let him review it.
I'll wait and see if he wants it, but I'll bet he will.
He can email it to you.
Okay. If you'll email it to me, that'll work good.
I would email it down there to him, let him see it before you're going to call him.
Let him read it.
Yeah.
Back there with that changing the subject, that computer deal,
mm-hmm.
I got into, think you're going to be able to get anything out of down the road?
Oh, yes.
We're working on it.
Yeah, I knew you were, but
lawyers may get it all, but at least we'll have the satisfaction.
Might not get it all, part of it, maybe?
No.
If there's attorneys involved, they usually get the biggest part
right.
of it.
Right, right.
It'll be a long, drawn-out deal. 4 or 5 years. It'll take 4 or 5 years for that thing to settle.
Yeah, yeah. Longer they play it out, better.
One other thing, while they're here, I'll tell you something else that was to the positive. This is the second month in a row that they've had positive cash flow after 4 or 5 that have been negative.
That's good. I've been helping them.
You've been helping them?
I did too from the very beginning until I finally went and they did the surgery in Wichita, though. And I will say that Deborah brought me the current inventory for the hospital.
Great.
It hadn't been approved by the board yet.
Because there's a bunch of scratches and there were some. It just didn't say where.
Okay.
It just says
there was disposal.
Right. It just says disposal, but it didn't say where. But
okay. Anything else we need to discuss this morning?
Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you.
Adjourned.
Yes, ma'am. You're adjourned.